So let's start off by looking at the pre-frame. Remember, the pre-frame is the Goliath of the framing tactics. In a pre-frame, what you're basically going to do is create some kind of assumption that looking at certain things are the important things to look at. Now, because a mind can only handle 7 plus or minus 2 bits of information, if you set a pre-frame elegantly at the beginning, then they'll only evaluate the interaction according to those particular conditions, because all the other ones will have been driven out of their heads by the way you're directing people's focus. The power of the pre-frame is that you crush objections before they can even formulate consciously, so that they never really arise properly. Let me give you an example of how a pre-frame works in action. Without looking outside your window right now, tell me how many red cars are there in the street that you live on? Now, you might be able to answer that just off the top of your head, you might not. If you can't answer it off the top of your head, one of the things that will happen is, as soon as you go to the window and look outside or step outside your front door, your mind will automatically begin to orient itself towards all the red cars, because as soon as a question has been raised in your mind, you want to start answering it. And when you start answering questions about how many red cars are there, you probably won't notice other things like how many rubbish bins are standing around, how many children are playing, how many bicycles are in the local area, because your reference point is cars, in particular red cars. So pre-frames set the conditions right in advance that other people begin to evaluate things by. Is this house tall enough? Is this house far away enough? Is it expensive enough? Those kind of things. I once heard a great stage hypnotist do a fantastic pre-frame at the beginning of his show. He said something along the following lines. You know, I do these shows a lot of times, and people really have all kinds of wild misunderstandings about what the power of suggestion is and what it can do. Now, some of you will probably have a very accurate idea of what the power of suggestion actually means, and you guys will really enjoy this show because you'll recognize all the things that I'm talking about. Now, for the rest of you, you might find yourself being very surprised and in a delightful way discovering how many misconceptions you used to have and actually discovering what the real secrets of suggestions are and how they can apply to your life. Now, think very carefully about the pre-frame that this stage hypnotist just did. In essence, the frame he has set up is, if you disagree with me, then you don't understand the nature of suggestion, therefore you're wrong. If you agree with me, you understand the true nature of suggestion, and therefore are right. So whether you agree or disagree with me, either way, I'm right, and your opinion is either backing me up, or it happens to be an invalid opinion. Now that is a wonderful frame to set up, because provided people actually accept it, what will happen is, they will automatically begin to ask themselves a different set of questions. The questions are not whether or not they believe you, whether or not you are good at what you do. The questions will be whether or not their understandings were correct. In other words, are they right or wrong? So you've completely reversed the normal frame of reference. Now the stage hypnotist no longer has to prove anything, because it's only up to the audience to decide whether or not they've learned something new, or they actually knew that in advance anyway. Here's another example of a pre-frame in action. Let's say you're a real estate agent and you're selling property. Now, the house you want to show someone is not in the center of town, but a little bit outside. Now, one way to inoculate any objections that might happen regarding distance is to casually mention at the beginning something on the lines of, I'm not sure if I should show you this house. It is fantastic and a lot of people want it. The only trouble is, it might be a little bit too close to town for most people, because a lot of people like to have, you know, the beautiful countryside and some suburbia, especially for children to grow up in. Now the question becomes, not is this too far away, but if it's too close. Of course, you already know in advance that it can't be too close, but because you've effectively reversed the frame, people will now be judging it by a very different set of standards. Another way you might inoculate against the distance of the house is to take a completely different unit of measurement and get them to judge it by that. For example, assuming it's a large house, you might say to them, well, you know, I'm going to show you this house, and it's a beautiful house, and you'll love it instantly. The only problem is, I don't know if it'll be large enough for you, because I know you want to have a very large house. Now, of course, they'll go in with the anticipation of judging it. Is this house large enough or not? If the house is large enough in advance anyway, we know this for a fact, they're going to come on down on our side of the argument anyway. So we know that they're fighting an argument at a point that we can't lose at. However, by actually trying to make that value judgment about the size of the house, their minds are so caught up in that process that the question of distance really doesn't occur to them anymore. And that is the real power of doing preframes.